These folks are on time. We should be.
All right. Well, we'll call the meeting to order. Bob, would you establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill called. Steve Adams is on his way. Brad Lawrence.
Yes.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton called. And George Kramer
is here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Would you go through the meeting procedures for us, please?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the June 8th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet's been provided for each case at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, June 15th Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
I didn't have nothing to do with your hammer, so you're in charge.
Hey, you could have got over here. You should have got over here. I got stuck in traffic. Road work. Where are we at?
We're ready to start in.
Ready for the exhibits?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is case number 2015-12. The project is the Homestead at Rosewood and Branson Party Rentals Warehouse. The applicants are Kevin and Sarah Ryan. And the property in question is located at 673 Rosewood Drive. And we'll zoom in here. It's in the Branson Township, Section 16, Township 23, Range 21. And we've got a north view of the property. And here's a zoom in and a south and an east and a west. The applicants are requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing building as a multi-purpose space for small gatherings. And here's the building in question. The applicants are further requesting the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit bringing the existing commercial storage use of an existing 40 by 60 building as a warehouse for the Branson Party Rentals business into compliance with the Taney County Development Guidance Code. On August 22nd, 2012, the planning administrator approved minor subdivision number 2012-9, which created a two-lot minor subdivision known as Deer Lane. And this is basically the property in question. Lot 1 is approximately 2.44 acres, and it contains the existing 2,400-square-foot metal building, which is being utilized as the warehouse for the Branson Party Rentals business. Parcel number 2 is an approximately 13.92 acre lot, and it contains the applicant's single-family residence. Per the assessor's office, they look at the other as a pole barn, and also the building in question that's proposed to be utilized as the rental space. And basically, it's located right in here. Per the assessor's information, both the Lot 2 contains a residence and a small garage, both constructed in 1983, and a second small garage constructed in 1986, and a shed constructed in 1992. On January 17th, 2006, the Planning Department Office issued Division 1 Permit 2006-22, and that's what authorized the construction of the 2,400-square-foot building. At that time, to be utilized for personal storage. As of August 22nd, 2012, the structure is, of course, now located upon Lot 1 of the Deer Lane subdivision. The building was utilized commercially by the previous property owners before it was purchased by the current property owners. This is actually how it was shown online. They had a photo of both the exterior and the interior of the building, and it was utilized as some type of, I mean, it was, the sign indicates it was some type of engineering business.
Interior, bigger than
the staff has been unable to locate a Division 3 permit authorizing the commercial use of the building in question, and so now the applicants are seeking to bring this building into compliance, basically. On August 30th, 2012, the applicants purchased Lot 2, and on October 12th, 2012, the applicants purchased Lot 1. The current application was approved for concept on May 18th of this year. Again, the subject property is the Deer Lane Minor Subdivision. It's just a two-lot minor subdivision with a total of 16.36 acres at the end of Rosewood Drive. And again, they're requesting approval of a special use permit authorizing the use of basically this building as a multi-purpose rental space. And then they're further requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit, which would bring this existing commercial storage use into compliance. The applicants have indicated that that the multi-purpose building would be utilized for such events as weddings with a guest count of no more than 50 people, bridal showers, baby showers, corporate retreats, possibly yoga classes, art classes, meetings, birthday parties, small reunions, indoor receptions, or even potentially a small church space. The building or business name is they're proposing to call it the Homestead at Rosewood. The applicants have indicated that the property will open at 8 a.m. and they will never have loud music playing beyond 11 p.m. The existing building proposed to be utilized as the Homestead at Rosewood is a completely open space with two restrooms. The building in question is served by an individual on-site septic system and a private well. On May 11th, Scott Sterrett visited the site, and basically he wrote a letter indicating that after the review and on-site visit of the wastewater system, that it was his opinion that the newly installed 1,000-gallon septic tank, along with the existing lateral field, would be sufficient to handle the this use that's being sought through the Division 3 process. Of course, lots 1 and 2 of this Deer Lane subdivision are served by the existing Rosewood Drive. The applicants have indicated that a parking lot will be constructed directly to the west of the Homestead at Rosewood building. Here's the existing building, and they're proposing to basically construct a parking area here. They also plan for the overflow parking to either be directly north of the building or down the side of the existing driveway. The on-site parking standards of the Development Guidance Code basically require one space for every three fixed seats and or 30 square feet of assembly area without fixed seats. And so with a wedding of up to 50 guests, the staff recommends that approximately 17 parking spaces be provided. But, of course, there's more than ample room on the almost 14-acre lot for parking. The applicants are further seeking the Planning Commission approval, again, of the Division 3 permit for the commercial storage building as well on Lot 1. And it's my understanding, anyway, that this building does not contain a restroom and is utilized strictly for commercial storage. There is an existing paved parking lot located immediately to the north of the warehouse building. And basically, per the parking provisions of the code book, there's not anything specific for storage for industrial uses. It looks at one space for every employee, and we really felt like that was reasonable in this case. The adjoining property immediately to the north is primarily vacant. The adjoining property immediately to the south is a mobile home park, with industrial uses being located further to the south. The adjoining property immediately to the east is the undeveloped portion of the Savannah Place subdivision, with some single-family residential further to the east. And then the adjoining property to the west is very light residential and vacant property. The project received a total score of -9 on the policy checklist. Out of a maximum possible score of 29, the relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, the homestead at Rosewood has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit for Lot 2 of Deer Lane Subdivision is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Four, if the on-site wastewater treatment system serving the homestead at Rosewood shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, repaired, or replaced. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Five, prior to the issuance of the Division 3 Certificate of Conformance, the applicant shall first present a copy of the final inspection report from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District for the homestead at Rosewood Building to the Planning Department office. Number six, the homestead at Rosewood shall serve as a multi-purpose facility for events with no more than 50 people. Seven, the homestead at Rosewood shall have no amplified music played on site before 8 a.m. or beyond 11 p.m. Eight, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Nine, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've got a couple of videos here. And this is actually Rosewood coming into the property. And the existing single-family residence and garage. And then this is the building in question to be used for the multi-purpose. And I think I just did a quick 360 on site here. And, of course, that's the building in question. and took one just a little closer. And this is kind of this is going to be the parking area. And then I took one last one going out. I didn't get a real good shot at the of the other building, but here's the existing storage building.
Okay, Kevin and Sarah. Sarah? Anybody on the planning commission got any questions?
Where the warehouse is, there's a driveway that crosses your property. Do they have, is that an easement? Do people have an easement on that? Or?
That's the Carringer's house.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, I'm assuming they do. I mean, that's... I really have no idea.
Anybody else got anything?
It said if the septic shows any signs of failure, they'll fix it. Are they going to be permitted to keep using it, or do we have any?
Well, I didn't know. I don't know if it works any better or not.
Way to make sure that if we get it, it blows out, they're going to fix it before they go back into business?
May not.
So you're saying if like it just starts?
How you got that worded, Bob?
Can you pull that up, Bob, please?
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry. That was really not a question for you. I didn't.
Okay.
I was just.
And I apologize. I didn't. Which?
On the septic tank.
Oh, okay.
How you got it worded?
Number four.
Yeah.
If it shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, repaired, or replaced. And.
And really, that's just if it does show signs of failure, mm-hmm. if it's actually surfacing.
So will they be permitted to keep operating during that time, or is there any kind of, you know, it needs to be repaired within X time, or is that just pretty much up to the sewer district to decide what they're going to do about it?
At that point, it would probably be Scott Starrett's call. He feels pretty good about the system, especially since they upgraded the tank.
They put in a new tank.
Yes, they had just put in a new tank. But if for some reason there was a failure, then of course we wanted to ensure then that the system was repaired or upgraded.
Scott's got a letter in here, George, that kind of explains what he found, I think.
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. I doubt if anybody knows really how much lateral feels in there.
Well, that's it. They
don't know. He doesn't, for sure.
When was that 1,000-gallon tank installed?
It's been pretty recently. I think it says in the letter.
Last year.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just been within the last year or so.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else?
On this warehouse thing, it says you're operating a storage for party planning or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be, you're using it as a warehouse, but there's going to be traffic in and out of that as events come up and you take stuff out to events? Is that how that's going to operate?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to load up stuff and take it out and then bring it back.
Was this Kevin Clark's old business? And Hollister?
No.
He went out of business, I know, down there.
The Easton's. He was engineering some type of a pump for a hot tub in there or something.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. Nobody else got any questions? We'll see you June the 15th.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
Not 6:05.
Yeah, no. Don't come in like don't come in like me, or you'll never live it down. Now we're on. The nightly rental. Is that you, Dennis?
Yeah. And
I was late getting here, and you can't hear.
I don't hear very well, so I may ask you.
I don't either anymore, Dennis.
What?
Huh? And this one's case number 2015-14. The project is 410 Newton Road, nightly rental. The applicant is Dennis Beanland. And the representative on this is James McKissick. Can't talk tonight. This property is located at 410 Newton Road.
Everybody's having trouble.
And we'll kind of zoom in here. It's located just right here. And this is in the Oliver Township. It's Section 22, Township 21, Range 22. And we've got a view of the property from the north, from the south, and, of course, from the east and then west. The representative, James McKissick, is requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing 5-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. On October 29th, the background on this in history, on October 29th, 1992, Division 1 permit 1992-502 was issued for the construction of a 3-bedroom, 55-by-25 single-family residence. The single-family residence has been listed per the multiple listing service as being approximately 5,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms and 4 baths. The Division 1 permit was issued with the understanding that the residence in question would be served by an existing on-site wastewater treatment system consisting of an aerated 1,000-gallon tank and 200 feet of lateral line. The representative, James McKissick, who is the buyer, is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit authorizing the nightly rental of the property in question. It is my understanding that the sale of the property is contingent upon the Planning Commission approval of the Division 3 special use permit in question. The current application was approved for concept on May 18th of this year. The subject property is approximately three-quarters of an acre and contains the approximately 5,000 square foot, 5-bedroom single family residence located at 410 Newton Road. And the property is described as lots 18, 19, and 20 of the Long Point subdivision. The existing house, I believe, sits pretty much on 19 and 20. In review, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, as we know, defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would have the ability currently to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater, but the applicant is seeking approval for nightly rental, which would allow for the period less than 30 days. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same, and per the nightly rental provisions of the code book, the maximum occupancy for the nightly rental is to be 2 people per dwelling unit plus 2 people per bedroom. And so, therefore, in this case, since this is a 5-bedroom home, it would have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. The property is served by an individual on-site septic system. Division 1 permit 1992-502 was issued with the understanding that the residents in question would be served by an existing on-site wastewater treatment system consisting of an aerated 1,000-gallon tank and 200 feet of linear line. Scott Steer at the on-site wastewater permitting has found that the current on-site wastewater treatment system appears to be failing and sewage is currently surfacing. The applicant has indicated that he will repair or replace the system. The staff recommends that if the application is approved, that a condition be placed on the permit requiring the property owner to either repair or replace the on-site wastewater treatment system, ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 12 people. The property is served by a private well. The well water has recently been tested twice by the Taney County Water Quality Lab. The first test results confirmed the presence of total coliform. However, the UV disinfection system on the well had not been in operation at the time of the first test. A second test was performed with UV disinfection in operation. The second water quality test was found to be satisfactory. The water quality lab staff is recommending that if the application is approved, that a condition be placed on the permit requiring the property owner to have the well water tested at a minimum of twice per year. The property is currently served by an existing drive off of Newton Drive, and basically per the provisions of the code book, it requires one off-street parking space for each two persons of occupancy. And so in this case, a total of six parking spaces would be required. Basically, this is a 2.5-car garage, and then they also have a large circular driveway. So the parking would exceed the minimum requirements of the code book. The applicant has indicated that the proposed nightly rental will be applicable to the existing structure only and will not include any existing boat dock or boat slip privileges. The adjoining property immediately to the north is vacant property owned by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The adjoining property immediately to the south is Newton Road, with vacant single-family residential properties being located further to the south. The adjoining property to the east is vacant, with single-family residential further to the east. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is vacant U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property. The project received a total score of negative 23 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of sewage disposal, off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, the on-site wastewater treatment system shall either be repaired or replaced, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated via nightly rental. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Five, the well serving the property shall be tested a minimum of twice per year. Unsatisfactory results shall require additional testing and possible remediation. The results of the testing shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, the residents shall accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Nine, the 410 Newton Road nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've got a couple of very brief videos on this. Just did a quick 360 here in the front of the property. And we also did one 360 at the rear of the property. Sorry about that. Maybe a little too quick.
Dennis, I'm going to have you set that down a minute.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to go this other route, and then we save some time. Leo Dixon.
Hi, guys. I've been here before opposing nightly rental in the neighborhood. This house is just few hundred feet from the last one. I know Dennis and Scott, they're great people. The big thing, as I said before, the other neighbor, he's a good guy too, but when we moved to the area, we moved to a relative subdivision that didn't have nightly rentals. It was a classic subdivision. It wasn't a nightly place. So I spoke before that I opposed it. I still am opposed to a nightly rental. I just learned here tonight that it's... Can I ask any questions?
No.
The place was for sale, and...
You can ask us questions, yeah. But we'll let him, and after you talk, he'll talk.
I don't want to stand in the way of a sale, but I do have a couple of questions and thoughts about that. I know Dennis has been trying to sell it for a while, and I don't want to cause a hardship there, but yes, I am opposed to nightly rentals. That being said, there's certain rules with nightly rentals that the standard house doesn't have, and those obligations are supposed to be met to continue to do nightly rentals, the way I understand it. So at this point, I'm just going to go on record as, yes, I'm opposed to him, and I hope he gets his place sold. So.
Okay. Thank you. Teresa Wallace?
That's me, but I'll just let that talk instead.
Oh, okay. Dennis, you want to come up and answer Leo's question or two there, and then we'll have some questions for you.
Mm-hmm. As far as the sale of the house, the person that wants to buy it would like to be able to rent it. It's my intention to stay in the neighborhood one street up and build a smaller house. The house is too big for me. It's five bedrooms. I need one or two. So the question of the septic, I know that it has to be upgraded. That's not a problem. As far as the rental part, I've rented it, I think I told you folks, in 11 and 12, 2011-2012. Never had any problem. People, you know, were there to get away, have a nice vacation. You know, they brought their kids. You know, never had one complaint in the 2 years that I'm aware of. So I just, it's a family thing. You know, they like to get out and be out of town. So my main reason is to sell the house and get into something smaller, not to leave the neighborhood, because I love it out there. And I've got good neighbors.
And the people that's wanting to buy the house is going to rent it? Is that what you're
They want to be able to rent it. They also want to use it and live in it. You know, it's both, I guess. You know, they want to be able to live in it too, and rent it when they're not there because they have other properties. So it's not, they wouldn't live there all the time. So when they're not there, if they can rent it, they'd like to. And most of you know as well as I do that this is a summer vacation. Very, very few rentals in the wintertime or early spring. So it's not really an all-year thing. At least that's the experience that I had in 2011-2012.
So, anybody got any questions for Dennis?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead. You usually need to sign up if we're going to do this, but okay. We'll.
How big is the lot again? I know when I built my home right next door to Leo, the septic system was the big question about how the septic system was going to be able to be accommodating to my bedrooms.
It's three lots, I believe. 18,
19, yeah.
Okay.
The lots are pretty good size, but I understand I've got a limited area that I can use it.
Well, the PERC system, yeah.
So I'll have to get a, excuse me, an engineered system that will handle that kind of traffic. And I understand now what's there going to do that. Scott Sterrett told me that there's a system called the Adensity system.
We need to identify him and get him on record. Yes.
But that should accommodate. I won't know until we do a soil test.
But
my name is Tom Henneberry,
H-E-N-N-E-B-E-R-Y,
2131 Cape Rose.
Where do you live, sir, in relationship to where the proposed project is?
I'm the last house on Cape Road before you go into the lake. I'm the last house by the Corps of Engineers. That big spot there, I think that's Leo and our, my house.
Come up here and point it out, please.
Last house in the upper left.
I can try to get a better picture, too.
Right here. I believe that's me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I know that was one of the things that they really were on me about. And I had talked to Mr. Bingham's son about building a house prior to that in the subdivision because I liked what they did. I liked the construction of the things that they had done. But I feel like Leo, 12 people in a place. Now I understand the person is a nightly rental person as a business because that's what he does. He has other properties, I've just understood. It concerns me about what the type of property will become.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else got any more questions for Dennis?
Now, if I'm understanding this right, you're here basically to get this permit for him.
if he purchases the property. Well, his permit needs to be in his name, not yours, correct?
If I can get it permitted, or if it is permittable,
then... understand, if we permit this in your name, it's not transferable on sale.
I understand that, and he does too.
Okay, then he would try to come back and get it.
Yes. Yes, I mean he would have to go through the same thing that I'm going through.
What are we doing?
My understanding was
okay. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I guess my understanding was that the representative was requesting this.
Yeah, he's basically. Chris, my understanding is he's requesting it for them. Is that just
that's my understanding?
If you're requesting it. Then if you sell it, they'll have to come back and do this again. So,
right, so I'm sure you're requesting it for them the way I'm reading it.
Well, if we got his name on there.
Yeah, but if he's, the way I'm understanding, he's...
Yes.
And so his questions would actually be toward Mr. McKissick. Once you sell the property, you're no longer going to be in control of the property.
Right.
So who financially would be responsible for it?
The gentleman who's getting the permit, who's buying the house, if he buys it.
Well, I don't have this straight on the sewer repairs. Who's going to do them?
I will do them. I'm sure I'll have to.
I mean,
do
it's
them.
Really not any of my business, but we just want to know for sure on record.
Yeah.
It's going to be taken care of.
You've already agreed to that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked to Scott Sterrett.
Okay.
And he told me about the Densby system. It sounds like it's probably the only thing that will work on my property because the area that I need to put it in is not that large.
It's a pretty limited space.
Without getting on the core?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But there are systems. I mean, there are systems to prove it will work.
And really, until all this water came, it wasn't surfacing.
Yeah.
It's not now. But I, you know.
Okay, I'm just trying to.
But
get that
I know
out
that
so
I know that it can.
And,
yeah.
Are we getting some kind of a letter on that when that's updated?
I mean, basically,
the work the way it's in the decision of record that the work would be done before they would be allowed to occupy the home.
Pull up number 5, Bob, please. I must have read it wrong. Is that number 5? No.
Or 4.
4. Okay.
That's all you can ask them to do. Is
I misread it the way it read, or misunderstood the way it read. Okay, anybody else got any questions? Nope. Okay, Dennis, we'll see you June the 15th, 6 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank everybody that come and spoke tonight.
Are you done?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm done. We're done.
We're going to old and new business.
Yeah. What is this Bee Creek Road ladies? Is that something that's already, Bob?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Do
you want to look
back,
at the?
Let's back up. We're having a what night is this? Is training the 10th?
Yeah. The university.
Is that the same night as the Board of Adjustment?
No. The Board of Adjustment will be next Wednesday, the 17th.
Oh, that's right.
And this Wednesday, the 10th, the University of Missouri Extension is given a free training class here. Nobody's required to come, but anybody's welcome to come. They're inviting every board that the county has, essentially, from the County Commission to the Planning Commission, Board of Adjustment, Parks Board, any board you can think of, they've invited.
Bob's buying pizza. So.
And she's initially indicated it'll probably be about 90 minutes. She said the first 45 minutes would probably be more of an actual class with a PowerPoint presentation. The last 45 minutes, she just really planned to respond to questions, just have it be a question and answer session. And if there was a lot of interest, she said she would pick another time to do it again in the future.
So everybody that wants to attend this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock can be there. Anybody that wants to go home, go home, I guess.
If anybody...
she's asking for an RSVP.
Yeah, she's wanting a head count, too. I didn't know if anybody was planning to go. If they haven't contacted her, I can just give her kind of a head count for us if you want.
I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll come over.
So four?
Doug?
I've got other commitments. Right now, if I get down early, I'll be here.
Okay.
George?
And then we've got...
I will try.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay.
Roughly. Seven. Counting you two. So you're going to be there. Huh?
They
won't show up.
So that'll be six.
You two won't show up, probably.
No, I'm coming. I'm coming.
You buying the pizza, you
said. Oh, yeah, I got to bring the pizza, so.
I was trying to get a little overtime in this line of work, and I'm not doing that anyway.
And I'm not giving you
any. I know. You already told me.
What's this, Bee Creek?
And right or wrong, I just wanted to be safe on this one. That was approved. That was approved in June of 2011, and it was approved as the Simplicity Salon, and it's on Bee Creek Road. And here's where it's located. It's it's a house basically that was approved. As the salon.
I know where that takes.
Now, she was going to, my recollection reading the staff report, it was approved as a Division 3 and not a special use permit. And now there's, it was lost to the bank. There's a new owner. He's indicated that he wants to use it as a ladies' boutique along with a nail salon. He also has kind of indicated that
he would
want
to be the one doing the nails.
Not from my understanding. Yeah, I think now. And then
can you go back to your map and zoom out? Can you get it just right there?
Yeah.
Past the bridge. 65. You go up. Yes, right there. In other words, he's basically a little tea room and a boutique.
Basically kind of a little tea room, little boutique.
That's salon, not
salon.
Is it on septic?
Huh?
Is it on septic or
sewer? Oh, sewer's right there.
It's on sewer, yeah. It's on sewer.
You don't have to conform to the sewer.
Well, and that's one of the things I guess I wanted to see on our side, if the planning, I didn't know if the Planning Commission viewed this as a change of use or if this was viewed essentially as the same use.
In the city, if he has to conform, it'll be the change of use. It'll go that route since he's on the sewer district.
And here's...
kind
of
a sewer that Branson maintains. But it's ruined that sign because they jacked all that up. Right. And the city. Yep.
Let's see.
Sorry, man. But I know there's two agreements. Otherwise, I don't know if they corrected them.
Get serious now. Yeah. Okay. What are we doing, Bob? are you looking up something? Or?
Yeah, I was...
Can you go back to that picture and let us look at that while you're doing whatever you're doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm that it was...
I don't see no buffering or not. I don't see no buffering. I don't see enough parking.
I don't see how that parking will ever pass if you're going to have a boutique and a coffee house.
And if they're going to sell wine, I see houses all around there, and I don't think they need a liquor store on Big Creek Road.
Well, I don't need a liquor, but there's only, what, 3-4 parking areas there?
What?
You might as well get 2 rigs on that on each side, don't you think?
Well, it'd still be Western.
But still.
But it's state sewer.
Let me look at it.
But, I mean, the parking, is, they got parking problems.
I was going
to. Is that it from the front view?
Yeah. One thing I wanted to look at, in the first staff report, supposedly they had indicated that they were going to construct a circle drive. It doesn't look like they ever constructed a circle drive.
Pretty tight circle there, isn't it?
They've probably been spending all their money on the roof. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
That's okay, George. We know you speak out loud.
But I
think my personal opinion is they need to... I think they need to come in front of us because they ain't got enough parking, and the buffering ain't, don't look like it was, is up to code.
Were they required to put in that circle drive when they got their other permit?
It actually was a condition.
Then they need to come in here and explain to us why they haven't done what they said they would do.
Different owner.
You can't hardly grant something when they're out of compliance. That just don't work good.
It's a new owner.
It's out of compliance. They need to come before us.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's several things there that... we probably ought to discuss with him. I hope they're going to do something to the roof. It looks like tar paper on that one end. Anyway, yeah, Bob.
Okay.
I think everybody agrees that he needs to come in front of us.
Yeah.
Do we need to vote on that, sir?
I think it might be good. Yeah.
Everybody in favor?
I make a motion.
Yeah, let's do that.
That we have them people appear before us so we can see what they're going to want to do.
Everybody, a second. Somebody want to second it?
I'll
second it. Okay, Doug seconded. Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Let me ask one last
question.
It's
all official that way, Bob.
As of now, we do not have any concept hearings scheduled for June.
You'll have him.
Do we want to allow him to come as a concept next week?
I would.
Okay.
If he can get his application in, and
can we get the notifications out?
We don't have to notify him.
We don't notify the public.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd want to move on it as soon as he could, and I don't have a problem speeding it up for him if we can.
Okay.
Everybody in favor of that? Let him come next.
I made the last motion. Somebody else get on the block.
And yep. He will be the one and only public hearing for July.
Somebody want to make that motion? Let's make this official.
Yes.
Randy makes it. Somebody want to second it?
I'll second it.
Randy seconds it.
I need to know who seconded George's motion.
Dennis. And on this deal, it's Randy. And number two, Randy.
Why don't one of you go to Randall or something?
I can switch it around.
When you get it straight, you need to vote.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I was waiting on that. I know you got. Did you get it straight? Randy Hayes.
Randy.
You
seconded and made the motion.
No,
he made the motion.
There's two Randys, Vaughn. Need to try to keep up.
Randy Hayes seconded. Randy Vogel made the first one. That's what I was waiting on. See if you got that figured out. Because it confused me when I was trying to say it. So, okay, we got anything else we need to talk about?
I've got a question whenever anybody else wants to do first, but I did want to ask something before we leave here tonight.
Okay.
Well, if we're done with everything, we're open for discussion on anything we've talked about tonight. Yeah.
These nightly rental things, it's a business. They ought to be zoned commercial. And if this lady wants to have a beauty salon in her house, it's a business. And they ought to be zoned commercial. And I think we ought to talk to Chuck and see what's going on, because if you're going to run a business, it's a business. And that's just what I think. If y'all don't, then that's fine. I'll be quiet. But I'd like to pursue seeing why that when you start a business in the county, you don't get, if you start a commercial business, why you're not zoned commercial.
Well, one of the reasons in the past, George, in my opinion, is like this nightly rental thing. If it's zoned as a business, then it is a business, like you say. But we've had fairly good luck by zoning them where it's specific to one individual.
The special
and we get a lot of uncomfortable things to go away over a period of time.
Yeah. So the special use permit part is kind of obviates the need for the commercial zoning.
It's like that house, okay. The house out there, if you make it a business out there in a subdivision, to me it's a little bit different than a special use permit. And I think they both have their place.
It's no, I don't think it's different for the people who live next door to them. They got a business next door to them, regardless of what we call it.
Well,
I'm just not a real big fan of overnight rentals in these subdivisions.
Well, I wish they weren't here. I wish the motel owners would object, and we could do away with it, but they're not, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either. That's really surprising. I thought they would
go up. I don't think that many of them knows it.
We're supposed to try to look out for the best interest of everybody.
How do you objectively say yes to one and no to another in the subdivision if they're a mile apart, 10 miles apart? I don't care. What makes one subdivision different than another?
Exactly right.
The only thing,
once you approve one, George, you better have a fine reason not to approve the next one, in my opinion.
This one here, the sale, and I've known Dennis Beanlamp 30 years. I mean, but this guy wants to buy the house to make it into a rental. And I
600 foot from that house we approved one last month or 2 months ago.
You got to say we with a cravat.
Yeah, the same. So, I mean, Leo was in there.
I hate it for the neighbors. I do, guys, and I think we all I would hate it if I was the neighbor and someone done it. I wouldn't like it much. But gosh, in our position, how do you tell one guy yes and one guy no?
Yeah, that's been brought up before, and it's a good thing to keep in mind. One of the things that has helped is, to me, that has helped that is make it a special use thing, and it's not a motel next door forever in many cases. And on these nightly rental things, the people we're dealing with are higher. There shouldn't be a difference, but they're higher scale. They attract better people, and it really hasn't in the past been that great a problem. Well, there has been a few, yes.
That was another question. Have you had much bad feedback after you had them?
Most of the time, you don't. You have more problems with the ones that haven't come in and got the permit, because let me tell you, there is a bunch of them operating out there, I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, it'd probably blow your mind.
There's more. Yeah, there's a lot more operating than we've approved.
He said he did not know he had to have a permit in 2011 and 2012. He rented it both years. He didn't have a permit. He didn't even need one.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's much of that going on.
Oh, I know there's a lot of it.
And the other one, I understand the house is sold there by Dennis, and that problem's gone away. But nobody else can use it to establish.
But it's the sale is contingent upon us granting this special use permit to the guy buying it.
Yeah, well, I always believe in never getting involved in the business aspect and letting it affect my vote. No. We're not running a business. No. We're just trying to help people out the best we can on both sides of the fence, and some of them's a borderline call. And just because someone disagrees with me don't mean they're wrong.
No, it's a tough deal. And I'm like George, and I know we all feel a little bit the same. You know, you put yourself in that situation. I hate to tell anybody what to do with the property.
Well, Brad, it was different when the guy came in here that was going to build those little cabins. That whole subdivision was going to be not your
forest. Sure, yeah, that's easy.
And these old residential subdivisions, even though they've got nice homes.
But the real guidelines fit the same thing in that one as they do in another one.
I don't know how you can separate them.
I don't know either.
Well, his was going to be nightly rentals from the get-go.
Right. And that's an easy one. Because that's how the whole thing's been set up. I don't know what George is saying. It's tough. You hate seeing him going.
Yeah, I understand, George. I've had the same thoughts.
Boys, don't misunderstand me. I'm a Confederate. I mean, it's his property. He'll be able to do what he wants to do with it.
Yeah. As long as you're not hurting your neighbors. Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this particular one, those two guys are way, I mean, they're not way away from it, but they're around the corner out of sight.
It's not
so, yeah. But they just live there all the time. And
they're just days.
But Dennis is going to. He said he's going to build a house.
He's got to stay in the subdivision.
Yeah.
Well, now, the gentleman sitting over here has been in here since I've been here several times.
Well, I think that's his stuff.
You mean Mr. Dixon?
Yeah.
Well, he was the one that stirred the neighborhood about the other one. Now, he carried petitions and did all that, which he has every right to. I'm not arguing that.
I'm not arguing that he's wrong either. You know, I don't know what we're going to do with
it.
I actually set Leo straight on boat dock owners. I told him, I said, you know, the nightly rental doesn't affect that.
Yeah.
But Randy,
we had one
sorry to interrupt you.
We denied, they proposed it as a nightly rental, but that and all the people representing it basically they were buying it, and that's how they were going to pay for it by nightly rental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that young couple.
But basically, that on all the incense of being a party house. I mean, we got a big plaque and several letters from all the area residents.
Mm-hmm.
The only one in there that we knew, there may have been more that we didn't know about. But now that one got denied, and we haven't heard anything about it. I don't know what's happened with the property since.
I looked into that a little bit, and they're still renting it. Somewhat, because I do.
Well, Bob,
once
big,
in a while, I follow my stuff up and check out.
The big house, Bob,
you
is
know
still.
What which one,
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
The big house. The big house is still. We've got that big house still up in court.
Bob, I know.